I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Death. We know it's coming at some point, and we know it's filled with mystery and perhaps some anxiety. Death is especially difficult when we lose someone we hold near to our hearts. And when it happens, each of us deals with mortality in whatever way makes sense to us at the time. Sometimes with deep anguish, sometimes with a quiet resolve, equanimity, and acceptance. This week we hear from 14-year-old Jillian Lombardi about her way of coping with the death of someone who was dear to her.
I'm not very religious, and I don't know a great deal about the Jewish mourning and burial customs. But I do know how important it is to honor the deceased. I've learned that reaching closure and moving on is complicated, especially when my family and everything else seems to be moving frantically and slowly at the same time. And how do you honor a person who has so many achievements and produced so many memories? Regardless of my beliefs about God, afterlife, or simply religion, I can say without hesitation that I believe in dirt. Last spring, the traditional Jewish ceremony of shoveling dirt onto my grandfather's casket became permanently imprinted in my mind. From what I understand of this Jewish practice, gently placing dirt on his casket was the last good deed I could do for my grandpa. This loving act was to make sure his body was properly buried and to acknowledge the reality of his death. My grandfather, David Zeitung, escaped from the Nazis at a very young age, lived his youthful life in the jungles of Costa Rica, and then went to Mexico for his education. He finally settled in the U.S. to create a family and pursue a career as an emergency medicine physician. This man deserved to be honored. As the California sun hung over my head during the funeral, I picked up the metal rusting shovel to help bury my grandfather. Overhead, planes flew across the graveyard. I picked up the dry, grainy dirt with the back of the heavy shovel. Following Jewish custom, I used the back of the shovel to signify my reluctance to bury my grandpa. I barely noticed the lonely tear streaking down my face. It's mind-boggling to me that such a simple, plain substance like dirt could calm the storm ripping around me. I felt how my simple actions conveyed the respect I had for my grandfather. Although still melancholy over my loss, I felt a breeze of closure hit me. I held the hand of my little 2-year-old cousin, who struggled to pick up the old shovel twice her size. I listened to my 4-year-old cousin tell her that Grandpa David was in there, and it broke my heart. But somehow, I knew that it was the right way to say goodbye. I realized then that I believe in the power of dirt.
Jillian Lombardi is in the 8th grade at the Moses Brown School in Providence. She lives with her family in Barrington. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.